piss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Here we go. Oh yeah, baby. Testicles want to testicles. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, welcome back to Paranoid Radio Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I am Triples Garcia, your humble host. And joining me in the ones and twos is the best co-host in the mother... Wait. Scramble! Go back. Your humble host. I had a couple motherfuckers fucking messaging telling me, hey, fool, you're the homo host? No, I'm not the homo host, dickhead. I'm the humble host. I speak four languages. That's why I have a thick accent, you stupid fuck. Anyway, welcome back
speaking
to the
Speaking puto doesn't count.
That's right. Wait, what? Ladies and gentlemen, and joining me in the ones and twos is the best co-host in the motherfucking planet, Big Tax Salute Salute. What's up, Big Daddy?
We're shaking, baking. How you doing, Big Dog?
You know what it is, dude. All we do is fucking shake and bake. Shake and bake. Two amazing verbs. You know, guys, no one can hang with our stuff. I wake up in the morning and I piss greatness. I mean, amazingness, right? And I have an amazing episode lined up for all of you guys. As a matter of fact, it's so fucking jam-packed. So fucking juicy, like a fucking sirloin steak from Denny's Diner. Denny's Diner? You know, the sirloin. Overcooked and little fucking bloody from the inside out. Nothing can stop this period. I mean, this... train wreck, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today, and I want to thank every single one of you for tuning back in and allowing us to enter your space. Paranoid.com is an amazing website with weekly doses of greatness to challenge your reality one episode at a time. Make sure you check us out at paranoidradio.com, and you can also find our drop-down menu with all our special guests and links. As a matter of fact, just the special links from Season 5 because somebody destroyed our website a couple months ago. Now it's fucking finally rebuilding. You can stream for free the past 5 audio episodes, or you can watch the last one. You could watch the last one video episode unedited, unfiltered, and unbothered. That's right. And this episode is brought to you by Los Cuñados Bullies. Get your bully Frenchies fucked today, now, as we could fucking wait. Yeah, that's right. We're putting up gorilla rhinos out here. I don't know what that means, but it gets the people going. That's their official slogan. That is their official slogan.
What does it even mean? I don't know, but it gets people going.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Big Tank. First of all, let the people know how you're feeling. How you doing, Big Daddy?
Well, I'm drinking the drink of greatness. Apparently, Angel says his piss is greatness. So cheers. Gotta get that in the body.
You're drinking my piss? I didn't know they bottled that. I didn't know they were bottling that. I didn't know they were bottling that. Just I didn't sign that contract, but I'm glad you're getting the untapped, unfiltered version of
that untapped,
my piss.
Unfiltered, that none of that processed non-GMO shit, straight from the source, baby.
Straight from the dick. I mean, yeah, you know what it is.
Hey, dude, Big Dog. Hey, how was your Christmas, Big Dog? Talk to me.
About Christmas, we have an episode jam-packed for more Christmas stories today, man. I'm gonna rock your fucking socks off. First of all, my Christmas was great. I enjoyed the quietness. I had some great influential people around me. I got to see you, first of all. And then mm-hmm. We got to exchange some gifts. It was nice seeing you again. Right. You look sexy as fuck. I would never think that you would look that sexy when we were younger because you were an ugly little boy. And now you're a handsome man. So I want to thank you. I want to thank the Lord for that too, because, you know, fucking people could get mischief. Talk about mm-hmm. catfish in high school. If I would have seen you again in high school and the way you look now, I probably would have gone gay for you. You know what I'm saying? That is right. Now,
the globe was real, baby.
But my fucking Christmas was great. How was your Christmas, dog?
It was good, Big Dog. It was good. No complaints. Mm-hmm. Spent it with the family. Got mm-hmm. a little turn. You know how it is. Mm-hmm. Fucking normal mm-hmm. deal. Mm-hmm. Definitely. A little different. I don't know why. Even though I was with my family, it just felt a little different. But it was still a great experience. Blessings, loving all around. That fucking 3-day fucking felt short as hell.
Oh, no, man. I couldn't. Quite honestly, bro, I don't remember the days going in and out. Like, yeah. It was a big blur.
No, before you knew it, it was already fucking Monday. You're like, fuck, I got work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what's important to note is that, believe it or not, you know how we were talking in the last episode on Zodiac Killer? So people, please make sure you check out Zodiac Killer. Zod. Z-O-D. on paranoidradio.com or any podcast platforms. That we were mentioning how the kind of like the holiday spirit is kind of gone. All right, it's back. It's like, look, bro, during the time that we were there, small little family gathering, we were having fun, we were eating, we were just having discussions, and, you know, I drank a couple beers, and, you know, there was peace. And even though they, like, back then, when we were younger, you thought Christmas was for drinking or doing lots of cocaine, like cocaine and cocaine accessories. And just, you know, and getting crazy. And now I enjoy the time of just peace and tranquility, right? What do you think?
You know what? I've never been a heavy drinker as you. You get me? I will say that. I do like to live in the moment, enjoy the moment. So that hasn't necessarily changed for me, but it definitely is something just completely different. What are you doing, big dog? Well,
I was trying to kiss
for,
you, dog. Sorry.
For people that don't see the video, this would just give me a smooch, right?
Yeah,
fucking threw my whole train of thought out. But it was
ladies and gentlemen,
great.
This episode is coming out this week. Today is the 27th of December. It's dropping tonight. And it's my birthday in 2 days. So on Friday is my birthday, guys. Thank you. Thank you for wishing me. Oh, relax, everybody. There's enough angel. There's enough cherubs to go around, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, yeah. So it is my birthday in 2 days. And I hope you guys can give me what I've always wanted. A quick
big
little
down.
Download, tune in, and drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. And it allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. That would be the the best fucking gift you can give me for my birthday, ladies and gentlemen. It's been an honor to serve you through my podcast here on ParanoidRadio.com. This episode is brought to you by Los Cañones Bullies. Do not forget where you heard it first. Please allow me to jump in from the deep end of the pool and set the fucking mood and strike with iron. It's fucking hot, baby girl. I have an episode for you that's going to blow your fucking mind. Now, this is another massive propagandist, serial killer, and pagan worshiper. And we all know every pagan cult and religion base their roots in sun worship. Now, Big Tank, I know how you feel. I know you feel gay sometimes. And this is not a
What's
fucking...
The
I'm
What's
not,
the problem?
I'm not... I want to, first of all, look, before I jump into... dude, I'm going to blow your fucking mind right now. Just listen to what I'm about to say.
Okay.
First of all, I want a fucking mad shout-out to Joe Reezy from the K4V3.com, K4V3 podcast. They've been featured 3 times on our show. The ending of season 4 and the beginning of season 5, and also on episode 200 alongside Talking Roosters and Sunday Night Secret Societies and our Paranoid Radio podcast host, co-host Big Tank. Yo, this is huge. This is massive. Do you know baby rain? Like, what are reindeers? Just let me start. This mad props to fucking Joe Reezy and Juan on Juan from the Juan podcast. Juan Ayala from the Juan on Juan podcast. Because he brought this in, and then I amplified it. Do you know what gender Rudolph is? Let me start with there. And then, believe me, this is going to go into the main topic.
I'm going to say male.
Okay.
I'm going to say male. I don't know.
Okay. Well, Rudolph, technically, it's a male with a male name, right?
Of course.
Well, it comes out to be that he's a baby male reindeer. Well,
okay.
Hashtag look it up. GTS this shit. Google that shit. A male's antlers, they're not horns. They're antlers. There's a difference. A male's antlers can go up to 51 inches long, and the female's antlers can reach 20 inches. Listen, unlike horns, which are never shed, antlers fall off and grow back larger each year.
Yes.
They fall in the fall, and they regrow in the spring. So technically, male reindeer are supposed to be hornless, or I want to say, what do you call those fucking, what's it called? Antlers? Antlerless? Whatever? During the winter time.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Male reindeer begin to grow their antlers back in February. And female reindeer in May. Because they shed it a month later. Hold up. Stay with me. Unless you're gay as fuck, or reindeers are fucking neutered, reindeer should not have antlers during the winter. The propaganda of Christmas has been gay all around from the beginning. And you're going to be like, why are you connecting reindeer and gay reindeer to Christmas? Here it comes. Wait, there's more. Remember the Templars? You know how we need to talk about the Templars and bring it into our fucking conversation in 2024, because it's going to be a major fucking topic. And you know that they worship Baphomet, right? We all know this, right? Okay. Beelzebub, Mephistopheles, Old Nick, Lucy, the author of Lies, Satan, whatever you want to call him, right? Are you following here?
Yes.
I promise you I'm going to tie all this back together in the words of K4V3 podcast because they fucking blew my mind. Check this out. Where only female reindeers have antlers during the winter, or neutered males during the fucking thing, right? And who do they carry around? They carry around Old Nick. Do you recall who Old Nick is? Big Tank, can you answer that question, please?
Old Nick is, well, do you want the actual one or do you want
Old
the
Nick,
fucking,
the Webster's Dictionary definition?
Old Nick was this older gentleman that would give out presents, per se. Some of them
and
were
was
very
Satan.
Mischievous.
It's another word for Satan. Remember that, right?
Well, there's two. There's actually an Old Nick within history, you get me, that did cause mischief as well, which is why they would say you get coals in your stocking as well. But it's also Satan. Yes, you're right.
Okay. Do you remember the reason? Do you know who Krampus is? Okay.
Yes.
You know, in the story of Sinterklaas, remember we were talking about Sinterklaas, right? And Santa Claus and Old Nick are the same character.
Yes.
And who does he control? Who can he summon? Krampus. Or a demon-like entity that looks like Baphomet, right? A.K.A. the shape-shifting king, the horned one, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, you're following me. You're following me. Good. Now, stay with me, baby girl. Check this out. Now, the story of Saint Nicholas, this is what you're mixing in. Old Nick is another word for Satan. You're talking about Saint Nicholas. Saint Nicholas, remember evil Santa part one?
Yes.
Where Saint Nicholas defeats a demon and makes a pact with, like, Sinterklaas with the devil, right? Well, Saint Nick served a time in prison for being a Christian, and before the Reformation of the Church, which is why Christianity is divided today, Constantine took over and needed not only to unify the different doctrines, but appointed a special council to do so and combat a cohesive of remaining Templars, a.k.a. Crusaders, elites, to help preserve Christianity before it became Catholicism. Remember the Templars, right? Remember the Templars were hunted, right? Because they were perverse? You're still following me, right?
Yes, I'm following
you. So I just connected Saint Nick to Constantine, and Constantine is the main episode today, the main conversation. And I know you're tired of listening to me, but I need to give you this bomb. Constantine was known for being the first emperor of Rome to say, I am Christian, and Christian is going to be a mainstream religion, right?
Well, he didn't say it like that. The more of the saying was, we're going to follow this for the most part, you get me? Mm-hmm. Which was something that was done throughout every empire, though, you get me? For example, the Chinese had Buddhism, you get me? So it's nothing new, per se.
But at the moment, paganism was huge. When the Roman Empire became the Holy Catholic Roman Empire, and they took over 3/4 of the world, this is huge, dog. So Constantine is known for that. Now, check this out. He also appointed the Council of Nicaea. This is huge because if you know anything about St. Nick or Santa Claus, you know that he was one of the deacons, one of the bishops in Nicaea. The Council of Nicaea was used to help, this is a council, was used to help structure today's Bible. And who, the people that attended the historical council were not only Saint Nick, but a bunch of bishops that were expunged Templars. Hold up. Do you remember when the United States went to war with the Nazis? And then we took all of their scientists and we put them into NASA, and now we have rockets, Nazi rockets.
Yeah,
that's exactly what the Roman Empire did with the Templars. They expunged a bunch of Templars and made them into fucking religious Christian bishops, and then put them into a council to get all their fucking knowledge on how to fucking make one of the fucking church. Now, if you have any idea of what the word Catholic means, the word Catholic means universal. It means unification. So the word Catholic back then represented the unification of all the doctrines of Christianism into one big one. Now, the Council of Nicaea, this is big. The Council of Nicaea didn't only take all the bishops to be in the council. They expunged all the fucking ex-Templars and Templar sympathies. But do you know who invented modern banking, Big Tank? Modern banking and state-of-the-art lending? The Templars. The Templars are the originators of who created today's banking system. You're putting money, and we take 10% of your money that you have $1 million, right? And we lend out 10% of that $1 million without you knowing, and we make profit off your money. Basically, modern day lending. Now, I want you to fucking look this up. Everybody, pull out your fucking phones. I want you to stop driving. You know what? Just fucking die. Listen to me. Park and put the emergency lights on, because this is going to blow your fucking mind. Big tank.
Or just
listen.
Research it later, please, people. Please, don't take this guy literal, because, I mean, after all, dead.
I know. Listen. Do you know where Santa lives?
North Pole.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Now you're following. Listen to me. Do you know where the all compasses point?
North.
Ha, ha, ha. The North Pole, right, Big Daddy? Right? Say it with me. North Pole.
North
Pole.
Pole.
Check this out.
North Pole.
Well,
North Pole.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go and Google the Rupus Nigra. The Rupus Nigra is Latin for black rock. This black rock, in one of the major codes, which we're going to go deep into, one of the major codes during the Constantine Empire, Constantine Roman Empire, was theorized that black rock, the name black rock, was located in the magnetic North Pole, or at the North Pole itself. Except that the right under the pole, there lies a bare rock in the midst of the sea, and its circumference is almost 33 French miles, and it's a magnetic stone which pulls all compasses pointing up north. So
that's not necessarily true.
Compasses point north all the time.
No. There's disruptive magnetic fields, especially in the North and South Pole, that don't point it. So that's not necessarily true, because you can use most of the modern instruments in the North or South Pole because of magnetic interference of the place. So
you would use a compass lost in the wilderness, right? No one has ever been alive to say, I was lost in the North Pole and my compass didn't work.
There's thousands of people that can't use it. That's why they rely more on heavy technology now, because it was so unavailable. That's not necessarily true, Big Dog.
You're gonna tell me that
compass,
all compasses don't point north? If they're not going in circles,
all companies should point north. Should point north. But not all of them point north, especially when you're in a magnetic field. Because
of course,
the compass gets distorted.
It's getting disrupted.
Yes, of course.
But if you're not in a disruptive field, your compass is gonna point north. Always.
But it's not because of the magnetic field over there. It's the way the compass is laid out. It's not pointing literally just because of that big rock over there.
I know this is in theory of the cult that I'm gonna talk to you
oh,
about.
Okay,
I know
okay,
this
okay,
is
okay.
Yes, a theory. That's why I said it's theorized that black rock, Rupus Nigra, is a black rock. That's what it stands for in Latin. So, hiding behind the presence and slowly exiting out the word Christ from Christmas, the fucking capital ritual ceremony starts at Black Rock, the North Pole. And yet today, the word Black Rock, the organization, is the owner of, that has stock owning in almost everything you consume today. So what the fuck am I trying to tell you? Capitalism ritual ceremony for consumerism is a real thing. I'm talking about selling, banking, and you consuming everything that you do every single day was direct product from all the cults that were born during the Constantine Roman Empire. Mic drop. Now, I know you don't want to fucking believe this, but Constantine has also chronicles of sun worshiping, bro. This is where we could talk already and we could relax. I gave you that big old bomb because I wanted you to connect the dots. That was a conspiracy theory, basically. But what the next following part of this show is historical as fuck, public knowledge. And it's going to blow your fucking mind. Constantine was also known and has a lot of chronicles under sun worship and bull sacrificing before his rule. Even in the Bible, it talks about when you sacrifice a bull, a lamb, a calf, a fucking sheep, was to fucking sacrifice for your sins, like every other fucking pagan, you know, pagan religion. He left behind this big-ass ark. It's called the Ark of Constantine in the middle of fucking Italy. Go check this out. Where it depicts, and this is like a bunch of hieroglyphs in the beautiful art that he fucking sculpted out himself. He had people sculpt out himself out of his brain. The Ark of Constantine is a huge ark that depicts his very first battle won and glorifying pagan gods. And all of these pagan gods are called Apollo, Vitruvius, and Mithra. This is huge. Go ahead, bro.
So, my whole thing with this is I'm lost. I followed the train of thought, but I'm lost where it's connecting me with Christmas.
Oh, right now? Because I haven't told you about Mithra yet.
Okay.
You want to listen to the story?
Yeah. Bring it in, because I'm still a little lost where it connects to Christmas, because that's how you started it. So I'm waiting on that, Big Dog.
I want you to hashtag look up the word Mithra, Mithra. It's a giant, it's a huge sun goddess, god, deity, that represents the sun. And it looks kind of like the Statue of Liberty. Check this out. The Statue of Liberty is also this conspiracy theory that's said to be a man. And it looks just like Mithra, Apollo, or Victorious, which is, these are three different names for the same fucking sun god. Now, there's still this day ancient myth, mythetic temples underground. So all of these, during Constantine's rule, bro, he proclaimed to be Christian to the mass of the public because 90% of the entire Roman Empire's public mass, I'm talking about the average Joe, 90% were Christian peasants. Do you understand what the fuck I just told you? The entire Roman Empire, 90% of the people that were inside, to a point, were all Christian followers from different doctrines, but they were all Christian faith. So he was doing very negative in the polls, basically. He claimed to be a Christian, but during the his transformation, Constantine continued to pay homage through statues, through money, through weapons and shields to the sun goddess or god deity, Mithra. So fucking much that all of his cult temples, and on top of the cult temples, he built Catholic cathedrals on. And those temples still to this day hold those secrets and that ancient fucking technology and structure that he used, not only beginning Freemasons to build, but also was uncovering and basically covering up his cultic beliefs. As a matter of fact, some of the art that came out, Mithra, cultic art that came out of the Constantine Roman Empire time era, still depicts Jesus Christ is depicted with the sun behind them. Saints are depicted with that sun behind them as an intent to tell you that behind that God, there's another bigger light of God, the God of the sun. They worship the sun, bro. It's fucking crazy. You want to add anything before I continue?
Okay, but isn't it somewhat similar to somebody preaching their alias?
But there's no alias to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one sole God. Remember, there's no pantheon. There's not a pantheon of gods with Jesus Christ. He's like the only one.
No, but isn't it similar? For example, me and you, we don't use our real names. It doesn't catch attention. It doesn't do anything for us. Our real names are not catchy. Okay? So, Trebles, Big Tank, you get me? Which is something we've had for a really long time. But technically, everywhere that we go, people that know us, a Trebles, a Tank. You get me? Same thing. Okay. When you see a gangbanger, when you see a skater, when you see a tagger, they tag up their marking, their society, just because it might not be secret or how these people did it. What did you say? It's a similar thing.
Good. I like that you brought that out. It's good. I like that you said that society, their secret thing, their secret shit. You're right. But Mithraean cult, and I know you probably haven't never heard of this. I never heard of it until last night. Listen to me, bro. Mithraean cult is so OG of a secret society that in the sense it has the same degrees, the same structure and resemblance of the Freemasonry, early Freemasonry, and there's very little to no evidence. There is no written historic value that Mithraean cult actually existed, except only through art, like you just mentioned, through art, a true secret society. Now, this is gonna fucking blow your fucking mind. This is funny. This is how I tie it up with Christianism and Christmas. Members and high priests of the Mithraean cult, which was a massive elite cult for Roman elitists and governmental and dukes and bishops. Members of that cult that were practicing and worshiping under Catholic cathedrals wore this special hat called a Phrygian. Phrygian. It's spelled Phrygian. The Phrygian cap. This is going to fucking blow your mind, dog. If you go online and put Phrygian hat, ladies and gentlemen, take the time to do this. GTS is hashtag. Look it up. I want you to look up the Phrygian hat. And you're going to see the resemblance. Go to images. Go ahead. Take your time. I'll wait for you there. Check this out, dog. The Phrygian hat is the same hat that not only gnomes wear, but also elves wear. And these hats are depicted in almost all of Constantine's art in the early ages and towards the end of his historic reign. It's also on historic buildings and historic art. It's also fucking resembled in that same arc that's still standing there today in the middle of Italia. Now, the Holy Roman Empire and art paintings all over the world, and also Holy Roman Empire, Catholic Holy Roman Empire art of the three wise men depict these wise men wearing the friggin' hat. Can you tell me who the fucking three wise men are?
Yeah, they were the ones that went to get go visit Jesus Christ.
And they made what brain gifts or gifts for his, yeah, right? For his
gold, spices, and I forgot what else. Yes. Damn.
Okay, so the three wise men wore the same three fucking Phrygian hat. And you know where the fucking three wise men came from, according to the Bible? From the east. From Jerusalem, or where Bethlehem, where Jesus Christ was born. The east was technically, figuratively, literally, Rome, the capital of the Roman Empire, where Mithraean cult was the standpoint. That was the stronghold for them. That was their base religion there before Christianism walked in. So what I'm telling you is that the three wise men, no, it would be east. Towards the west was Bethlehem. So the three wise men came from the east, according to the Bible.
Okay. But if Jerusalem, no, where was
Bethlehem.
Christ
he
born?
Was born in Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. Bethlehem.
Oh, okay.
And so Jerusalem is Jerusalem is east to Rome too, and Rome is in Italy.
Yeah.
It's in Africa. Now check this out. It's gonna blow your fucking mind. Now what I'm trying to tell you is that the three wise men were cultic religious priests that came back wearing fucking gold, and they were fucking basically telling Jesus Christ that he was gonna be sacrificed for the sins of the people. This could be a bad thing. This could be a good thing. I'm just telling you that history points that Constantine was not just a fucking ruthless leader, but also a fucking lying, manipulative propagandist. Because Jesus Christ, according to him, according to history, this is history. According to history, he was the first emperor through all Catholicism to use the cross as a propaganda symbol, and it's a symbol of fucking fear. I'm talking about he put it on shields. He went to war. He did crusades after this in the name of Jesus Christ under the Holy Catholic Roman Church. Do you know how big this is? Like, he propagated the symbol of Jesus Christ dying on a cross, dog. And he did it all through propaganda. Now, check this out. Do you know who? Okay, so I told you about the Santa's minions, the elves. They all wear the same hat. Gnomes, again, Santa Claus, he's also an elf himself, right? According to lore, Santa Claus is an elf, a giant elf himself. He has magical powers, and even he uses the same hat. It's the same hat that gnomes wear. Now, a lot of you have to understand that they were magi. They were called magi. The three wise men in the Bible, they're called magi, and they came from the east, bringing gifts and everything. Now, there's a biblical scholar that I was reading last night, and he mentioned that through a fucking scripture, he said that Constantine was an emperor, that the Senate wanted him out, the center of his own government. He had such a ton of political enemies. The majority of the Roman citizens at the time were all Christian peasants. That's why he became a Christian, to gain favor with the people. And he was also from Gaul. Now, his mother was a Celtic priestess. Thus, the introduction of the cross, originally the Celtic cross. The Celtic cross was used on all the shields through the Constantine Roman Empire era, on all their shields when they went to war. Hijacking the religion. Hijacking the Christian religion. To legalize Christianity, but take over the entire world. Dude, Constantine went through two different civil wars through his empire. He had to defeat his cousin, a general. He went to war with his own family to unify the fucking empire because he was going to lose it. Two different civil wars, bro, during his era. This is huge, dog. And then later he killed his fucking wife and his son because they were fucking each other. Yeah, that's also a big little nugget. I forgot to tell you. He killed his wife and his son because they were fucking behind his back.
Okay.
I know. I gave you a lot of information.
I understand the whole importance of symbolism of stuff showing people wearing the same thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to use this as an example.
Mm-hmm.
What's something that a gangster or cholo likes to carry or wear? Especially
I wanna say,
certain colors.
A rag and a gun?
A rag, bandana.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You go to construction, You see a bunch of guys carrying a bandana for stuff. Does that mean that they're
Therefore,
gangsters? Does that mean that they're no
no,
good?
no.
So I understand everything that you're bringing on and how it connects to it, and it's all a type of connection to it. But if I have a bandana on, does that make me a gangster?
Now let me ask you this. If you are at you're at a construction site, and
Oh.
a dude that just came in, he's working with you, has 501 jeans, has some Cortezes, he has a blue bandana, he's fucking bald, brown, and tatted up, and he's just working there, but he has a blue bandana on. Maybe he's a construction worker, but he's also a fucking gangster. I'm gonna tell you something, bro. I'm gonna
Whoa,
tell you something. Don't.
first of all, if he's there with Cortez's working construction,
Okay, let's say
I
I know. What a dick. I know. I reached on that one. I reached. But let's be real about it. You see a guy and he's bald as fuck. He has gangster tattoos on him and a gangster hat and a gangster bandana, and he's construction working. Okay, he's working as a construction worker, but at night he's a fucking hoodlum. I'm sorry to tell you, his background is grimy. So what I'm trying to tell you is that the three wise men, yeah, they might be wise, they might be on horseback, they might be rich, and they might be nice in the story in the Bible, but these motherfuckers have a ritualistic background.
So, and this is not a shot towards anybody.
Okay. Good conversation. I like this.
Are you a gangbanger?
No.
You fit all the descriptions that you just said. You're
Yeah.
bald, you're tatted, you
Yeah.
walk around in the night,
What the
you'll
fuck?
probably get stopped. You'll probably get stopped, all
I
right?
don't
You'll
walk
probably
around.
get stopped, all right? Realistically,
I'm
if you don't go no
affiliated. Okay.
troubles,
Let's say affiliated. All right. Fuck you. Walk
okay.
around at night? Holy fuck.
Are you a gangbanger? No.
I'm not a gang banger. No.
No. Oh, okay. So you see how you fit all those descriptions and it doesn't match up with you? I
Yeah.
know it's a, I know I can't speak for them. You get me? I can't speak for them.
Word.
But one out of those million people that probably are, you're not. Realistically, you're not. You get me? And I understand it. Does everything seems to point to connect. You get me?
Yeah, a lot, dude. A lot.
Yeah,
Too much.
a lot,
Just
110%.
the phrygian hat, that's like, dog, that's on the art. That's like on everything. On the Bible, it's biblical. You can tell, dude, it's mind blowing. I need you guys to look that up before. Make your own decision, right? Don't follow me. Just you have to make your own GTS. Sorry, continue. Yeah.
No, so that's just my whole thing. Even out of one out of the million people, if it walks and talks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, more than likely it is a duck, right?
It's not a
You get me?
fucking rooster. Yeah,
Okay. But you beat those odds.
okay.
You beat those odds. Even though you match all those criteria, you beat those odds. You're a loving husband. You work
Oh,
fucking hard. You pay
thank
your
you.
taxes. You
Yes,
get
sir.
me? You send all your money to El Salvador so the economy is inflated because of you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You
Fuck
get me?
you. What the fuck? Oh, yeah. And you can thank Joe
Spends all his
Biden.
money in TJ.
You
Spends
can
all his
thank.
money in
I
TJ,
do go to TJ. I do go to
and then he blames it on us. But he's the
TJ.
cause of the problem, right? But no, realistically, okay.
I bought things from Amazon. Fuck you. I
Yeah.
bought everything, all my gifts from Amazon today, this time of year. All right, fuck you. Amazon, American company, American made first. Whatever, dude. Fuck you. You're a
No,
dick.
but that's what I'm telling you. Even if there's that one in a million shot, can it still not happen? You got me?
Okay. Yeah, one in a million shot, Tank. Thank you
One
for
in a
bringing
million,
that out
one
too.
in a million. You get
You
me? Even
scaled
though
that down. You
impossible
scaled,
odds.
yeah, okay. You scaled that down nicely, but it
Yeah.
doesn't take away of the intensity and how connected and rooted this is.
Of course, 110%. I'm with
I
you. You
would,
get me?
I really
I
want
believe on it.
people, like, if you listen to this episode called Constantine, I really want you guys to do the fucking homework, due diligence of Mithra, Mithraean cult, Constantine, and the Phrygian hat. And I want you to connect the dots to everything that I just said, including the fucking reindeer and the gay propaganda in Santa Claus and how Santa Claus actually is Satan. Now, the
Well,
words don't play around.
all I'm gonna say is if we're talking about reindeer, wouldn't you want some reindeers with antlers, like how they're depicted? Like, do you really want to be that
This
political about it?
conversation is gonna go, it's gonna spiral out really fast because I'm gonna tell you
I know, I
something.
know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I
You
know.
go, we there's this movie called Food, it's called Animals from the Farm with a bunch of cows, right? And then the
Yes, yes.
cows have udders and they're walking around on 2 feet. And any cartoon that you go now, you go to fucking La Vaca Loca, right? La Vaca
La
Loca
vaca
on
Lola, la
YouTube.
vaca
La
Lola,
Vaca
la
Lola,
vaca
whatever.
Lola,
My
Lola.
baby sees that shit. And the reason I don't let, allow her to see that's just because the fucking cow is walking around on 2 feet with udders and horns. So wait, let me tell you something. It's easy for you as a kid to understand that a cow has udders, that milk comes out of her fucking tits, right, out of her fucking nipples, and then you have horns. So when you grow the fuck up, it's already normalized, so you don't understand that a bull can be a cow and a cow can be a bull when life is not like that.
No,
so you've been lying
cows
to our
do have horns.
Cows don't have horns.
Cows do have horns.
Hashtag, look, if you
hey,
put it
no,
up
no,
on your tablet,
Google
put
that
it out
thing.
on.
Hey, bro. I'm from the rancho. I know cows have horns.
Cows have horns?
Cows have horns.
Okay,
That,
stop. Show me,
okay.
show me, show me.
Bro,
Cows can't have
my
horns.
grandpa got hurt by a cow with horns, big dog.
That was a
That's
bull
how
then.
I know
That
that.
was a bull.
No. Cows legitimately have horns.
You're fucking playing with my fucking
Hey,
feelings right now.
on moms, bro, I cannot lie to you about this.
Okay. So
Dude,
everybody,
cows.
he's gonna pull it out right now. His fucking mighty. He has a football, a nuclear football with him that he opens up and he clicks some buttons and he releases a nuke bomb somewhere and it comes and lands at Paranoid Radio, our podcast headquarters. So he's out right now looking it up. He's looking it up right now. Big time. Oh, wait, 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 wait,
Certain
wait, wait,
cattle.
wait, 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 wait. And this episode is brought to you by Los Cuñados Pool.
Yes,
Get
sir.
your rhino, get your rhinos and gorillas now before they get lost. All right.
Certain cattle do not have horns, okay? Which is a majority of what you see, which is milking cows.
Ah, didn't I say udders and milk and tits? Yeah, I said
yeah,
that.
Yes, I
Okay,
did.
okay.
But it's not uncommon for cows to have horns.
Get out, dude. This is
Yes.
Google?
This is Google, big dog. Okay?
Okay.
It's like
I
certain
stand.
races, okay?
What do you mean? Oh, now you're
Right?
going. Oh, yeah.
No,
I know,
no,
I
no,
know.
no, no, no.
Chinese women have horns on their pussies. We established that. I know.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
They're
Okay.
fucking aliens.
Yes. But cows do have horns.
Wow.
Which they're not usually as big or as protruded as like a male, as a male one. But cows do have horns.
Okay, so I stand corrected. What do you want me to fucking say, kid?
No, I'm just saying, big dog. I don't want no major backlash, all right, big dog? I don't want people to think that fucking, oh, shit, these fools are fucking that dumb and negligent.
Okay. Oh,
but
now, look,
I stand
now, let's
behind
go.
It, yeah.
Okay, Constantine was not a fucking only a fearful and fearless ruler for Roman Empire, but he eventually did relieve the hunting of the Christians and allowed all worship legal across the entire empire and changed his logo on the shield to the Catholic cross, which still has a cult symbolism in it, whatever, but he still did it, right? He stopped the murdering of the Jews, he relieved, and he gave back to the Jerusalem people, to the Islamic people, what was taken away from them during great battles. Now, but Constantine didn't get baptized, aka reborn, under the trilogy name, the Son, the Spirit, Holy, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the thing that the Catholics do. Constantine didn't get baptized until moments before his death on his deathbed. That alone, hashtag look it up, should tell you that Constantine was never a devout Christian and he only hijacked the entire religion to have a fucking rule of thumb around the people. There's 33s, there's symbolism here. And like Big Tank said, cows could have horns, but the three wise fucking stooges, the three stooges, were fucking Phrygian, cultic, Mithraean cult leader priests. And they were trying to murder Jesus. If you ask me, these were assassin magi that tried to kill Jesus Christ. And that's a theory, conspiracy theory, whatever. But I'm a fucking crazy kook, whatever. But I still think they were trying to assassinate Jesus Christ. Because remember when we brought in Evil Santa 2? The magi brought fucking gifts. And some of those gifts were fucking gifts for necromancy. Magic you use for dead corpses. Wow, this was the rise, the birth of Jesus Christ, not the death. Why would they bring herbs of death to the King of Kings? You answer me that question, Big Tech. Now, do you have anything else you want to bring in on this Constantine episode?
No, just cows have horns.
Yeah. No, you said you did some research. You had some bobs. You need to tell me what. What did he do? Fuck you. Defend him. Do something.
Look. Realistically, Constantine made a empire. Okay. He started the beginning of something that was divided. So if you
had a new capital, huh? Constantinople?
Yes. So At the end of the day, you have to remember that he did a unification, the universal unification of what we consider modern day Europe at this point. Okay, so you have to remember that at this point, nobody had necessarily done that and unified it to a certain way, whether it was through polls, through people, politics, or whatever it was, he made that happen. And he did that without opposing anybody, and everybody went along with it. What does that say? What does that say about anybody? That he's a great talker and that he get his way through, because he wasn't going through killings like how most people do. Okay, whenever you have, even in the animal kingdom, when a new lion takes over, he kills off the entire, all the cubs that are born that he's able to take on. He'll wipe them out completely, start, but he'll banish the old ones. He didn't do that. He
Holy
did not.
shit.
He did not do that. So you have to remember, there was many parts moving in the background for all that to happen. A lot of people
It's a giant
had
empire.
to. Yes. When's the last time that you've heard somebody not be happy with a certain thing? Never. As humans, we always complain about anything and everything, whether it be good, whether it be bad, because we all have that free will, that free mind, which is something we're exercising right now. Free will and free mind, or the ability to speech. Doesn't matter what it is. If I tell you the sky is blue, there'll be a motherfucker today telling me, well, technically it's kind of gray, or technically it's only a reflection of the sea, or whatever the fuck it
Oh
is.
my
You get
God,
me? Yeah, okay. So you're always gonna have that. In the books, it is dictated that he was this great major, that he made it seem like a savior, okay?
Most of the
It's
books were
like
written
if
by
you.
him also.
Okay,
Some of the his story.
exactly. Exactly. Okay. If you talk, and I'm gonna throw it into modern context, okay? If we have, which is Adolf Hitler in WW2, in Germany, he is seen as a great savior that took a lot of people out of depression because of what had happened of because of WW1. You get
Damn,
me?
during the time, there was a
Yeah.
lot of fans.
Okay. In the books, he is not depicted as this evil man. He's really not. But it's all written through history. So you
The
have to tell
victor.
yourself, the
Who
victor
wins?
always tells the story. That's exactly what happens. So I'm asking you this. How much of it is actually true, and how much of it was actually written? He is known as Constantine the Great. That
Word.
is literally his name, Constantine the Great, because he did something that was never thought about and did this whole unification process, which seemed so easily. But was it really that easily? That's the real problem, is everybody's always going to tell their side. For example, you get into a fender bender. Oh, I was driving straight, even though you're probably messing with the radio, you were checking the TikTok, you were looking at Instagram. Doesn't matter what you were doing. But when you're going to tell your story, I was perfect, I was on point. It was this pendejo that hit me. You get me?
What
They,
does
oh, you
pendejo
gotta
mean?
get
Do you know
it.
what does
First
pendejo
name
mean?
Pan, last name Dejo.
Oh,
I ain't
right, I got
fool.
it.
But
I got you.
so this is what it all comes down to. It's all people's version and whatever version wins. So at the end of it, you can't believe what any of these people are saying because it's all
Holy
written
fuck.
through his version. So even though you're connecting all these things, don't get me wrong, I am not denying any of it. Hashtag go GTS your own shit. Go Google that shit and end up coming out with it. But at the end of the day, if you start seeing a bunch of umbrellas everywhere throughout downtown just because I'm slapping them on, oh, what is this? What's going on? What is this? It's a secret society. No, it's just fucking paranoid radio. But you'll always have different versions of the story. Oh, these
Hold
started popping up everywhere.
the fuck up. What do you mean just Paranoid Radio? We are the best podcast in the fucking planet with amazing content for amazing listeners like you. And this episode is brought to you by Los Cuñados Bullies. Choose your
Truth.
rhino gorillas today before they fuck each other hard. Ladies
Truth.
and gentlemen.
Through Trebles' version. All right. You see, we go to another podcast. Ah, they're okay. We haven't heard of them. Yeah, they have 200 episodes. They're mediocre. Fuck them fools. Big Tech look like a bitch. Fucking Trouble looks like a gangbanger, always shouting and shit.
No, we're the best. We're the best. We're the most amazing for amazing. Fuck you. And fuck you, other podcast. We're the fucking best. Yeah, fuck all of you. Even the collaborators. Fuck you and fuck you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Perna Radio Podcast, ending with a fucking banger. And I want to make sure you know that we wish you a fucking beautiful new year. This is the last episode of the year, episode 203 on 2023. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us again. Drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. Please follow Los Cuñados Bullies on Instagram. Los Cuñados Bullies on Instagram. Big tag, let them out.
I'll catch you guys next time. As always, catch me at Los_Cuñados_Bullies on Instagram. Check it out. Badass page, studs, females, everything you guys want, you guys need. But don't forget, Paranoid Radio the Wave, people. Next year, we're coming in hot.
Coming in hot. ParanoidRadio.com is here for the stay, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year from us, your boys. Big Tank, Troubles Garcia from Paranoid Radio.
Peace.
Paranoid Radio.